Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Talk about indoctrination. Here I am. It's my third Sabbath. But I have a story to tell you, and it's a true story. And I got permission to relay part of this story. And the story is about staying in your lane and staying focused. And you have to know that you're focused on the right thing. So a friend of mine from my last church, she is one of the elders, and she's the budget person, and she's a good friend, and she said, "Mary, my husband and I, we can drive your RV from Los Lunas, New Mexico, to Texas, to Dallas." And I said, "Are you sure?" She said, "Yeah, not a problem. We can do it." Okay, because my niece and her husband, Ray, were going to fly out to Albuquerque, and they were going to drive it back for me. So I had her to back up, come and get it the night before, pull it out, park it by the, on the other side of the street. And when she walks back to my house and she looks back, she goes, "Oh, nice." And I said, "What?" "Nothing." She didn't say a word. She says, "Nothing." And so on the trip here, she prayed the whole way. And all she kept praying, and she managed to make a complete sermon out of her trip driving my RV, is staying in your lane. And so do you know what it means to stay in your lane? Do you know? Okay, so it's not just about driving a vehicle, but that's the most important part. But there's other lanes that you want to be on, that you want to be on the right lane and stay in your lane. And when you're on your lane and you're staying focused and keeping your mind and your eyes on the prize, it's Jesus Christ. So there are many different lanes that you can go in, because Satan will open all the doors to all the roads. But you stay in your lane, and you stay close with Jesus. So that's what she did. She stayed in her lane. And she, every time she had to pass another vehicle, a semi, she held on to that steering wheel and prayed, "God, save us. Keep us safe. Don't let anything happen to us." And all the way, and her husband said, "Sandy, are you going to keep praying like that?" "Yes, I am," she said. And she did all the way. They got to Dallas, and they met up with my niece and her husband at Sam's Club or Costco, I don't remember which. And so Sandy's busy looking for Ray and Linda. They knew each other. And so she, guess what she did? She took her eyes off the prize while she's looking for them. And you know what happened? Went over the curb, and that big RV went, and she said in her message for the sermon, she said, "I never told Mary, and I'm not going to either. Didn't plan on me watching it, but I did." So, because I wasn't there when it happened, when she gave this sermon, I was at a different church, but I watched that one later on. And so the bottom line was, when she took her eyes off her lane and off the prize, because she's looking all around when they were straight ahead, but she didn't see them at first. That's when the tires went over the curb. So stay in your lane and keep focused on Jesus Christ, because he is the ultimate focus and our greatest avenue that we want to go in. I hope you like that story. It's a true story, too. Okay, you can go back to your seats now.